From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting another missile test launch from North Korea, sparking outrage from some in the international community as well as a show of military might. Saturday, the U.S. Air Force flew two B-1B bombers over the Korean Peninsula, accompanied by South Korean and Japanese jet fighters. The U.S. Pacific Command acknowledged this was in direct response to North Korea's escalatory launch of intercontinental ballistic missiles on July 3rd and 28th. Also, U.S. President Donald Trump again criticized China for failing to stop North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. Voting is underway in Venezuela for a controversial vote called by President Nicolas Maduro. Voters are casting ballots for a constituent assembly whose 545 members will be charged with rewriting the country's constitution. Critics assert that only Maduro supporters are candidates and they could revise the constitution to keep him in office indefinitely. Maduro has banned public demonstrations through next Tuesday, saying that anyone defying the ban risks up to 10 years in prison. But opposition leaders are urging their supporters to defy that order and make their voices heard in the streets. At least 10 people killed, 15 others were wounded in a massive suicide car bomb attack in the Somali capital Sunday. The car that exploded was in a queue of vehicles on Mogadishu's busiest street. A VOA Somali service reporter who went to the scene said the car was stuck in a traffic jam due to intensive stop-and-search operations by the security forces. The bomber then detonated the car filled with explosives, killing 7 people at the scene. 3 more people died later. Most of the victims were shoppers caught in the explosion as they came out of a supermarket on the side of the road. This is VOA News.